This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin will speak in a video call on Tuesday, the White House and Kremlin said, as tensions between the United States and Russia escalate over a Russian troop buildup on the Ukrainian border that's seen as a sign of a potential invasion. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Saturday that Biden would press U.S. concerns about Russian military activities on the border and reaffirm the United States' support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. Putin will come to the call with concerns of his own and intends to express Russia's opposition to any move to admit Ukraine into NATO. More than 94,000 Russian troops are believed to be massed near Ukraine's borders. President Biden said Friday he and his advisors are preparing a comprehensive set of initiatives aimed at deterring Putin from an invasion. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Saturday that the Pentagon intends to work better with private industry to develop high-tech systems and to strengthen relations with allies in the Indo-Pacific region in order to maintain a competitive edge over China. Speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California, Austin said recent military activity and aggressive moves by China in the region, including near the self-ruled island of Taiwan, are disturbing.
We're in a competition with China, and we don't have to be in a conflict. And I think it's very important to continue to communicate and ask for China and Russia to be as transparent as possible.
Austin's speech comes as the United States struggles to counter China's growing military and economic power and its advancements in space, cyber, and nuclear capabilities, while also avoiding direct conflict. This is VOA News. A judge has imposed a combined $1 million bond for the parents of a Michigan teenager charged with killing four students at his high school. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Before bond was set, Judge Julie Nicholson first asked Jennifer Crumbly about the four involuntary manslaughter counts against her.
How are you pleading to count one?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count two?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count three?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count four?
Not guilty.
Jennifer's husband, James, also pled not guilty. Jennifer Crumbly sobbed and struggled to respond to the judge's questions at times, and James Crumbly shook his head when a prosecutor said their son had full access to the gun used in the killings. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gambia's incumbent president, Adama Barrow, has a narrow lead after Saturday's presidential election, according to provisional results from the first constituency to be verified by the Electoral Commission. Barrow, a 56-year-old former security guard and property developer, ran against five rivals, including his former political mentor, 73-year-old Usainu Darbo, who was seen as the main challenger. Provisional results are expected by Sunday under a simple majority system, with numbers from individual constituencies announced throughout the night. In a test of stability and democratic progress, the small West African country is holding its first election since former President Yahya Jammeh was voted out of office in 2016, ending 22 years of autocratic rule. CNN has fired anchor Chris Cuomo after details emerged about how he assisted his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, as the politician faced sexual harassment allegations earlier this year. The network suspended Chris Cuomo earlier in the week to investigate his involvement with his brother's defense. CNN said in a statement, "We have retained a respected law firm to conduct the review and have terminated him effective immediately." In a statement on Twitter, the 51-year-old Cuomo said this was not how he wanted his time at CNN to end, but that he had explained how and why he helped his brother. Rio de Janeiro has canceled its New Year's Eve party due to renewed COVID-19 fears. Rio Mayor Eduardo Paes announced the decision on social media on Saturday.
Está infelizmente cancelado.
Other Brazilian cities, including Sao Paulo and Salvador, have also canceled New Year's Eve celebrations due to fears of the Omicron variant. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.